When the floodwaters from Hurricane Helene swept through Asheville, North Carolina, artists were some of the hardest hit. The city's biggest art district, which housed more than 500 creatives, is almost completely destroyed. With peak retail season here, artists are doing their best to make up for lost inventory, money, and time. Blue Ridge Public Radio's Laura Hackett has more.
Before Helene hit, the River Arts District was a bustling and colorful section of the city, full of art studios, galleries, murals, and tiny shops. Now it's empty warehouses, rubble, and caked dirt.
It was basically like an archaeological dig. We were going through the mud, we were going through the dirt once it dried.
That's Dominie Allspa, a jewelry maker. She went digging for her work in the mud after the floodwaters receded. She ended up finding some of her necklaces and earrings.
So the very first piece that I personally found was a little wire-wrapped labradorite with a moon. And I cried because I couldn't believe it survived.
After a deep clean, Allspa was able to sell the jewelry online.
We were all panicking that we were going to lose all of our income for the rest of the year. But people have been so supportive. People have been finding me online, shopping from different parts of the country.
Art galleries are dealing with a similar problem. Mira Gerard runs Tiger Tiger, where the floods destroyed hundreds of paintings and drawings. Only about 15% of the art survived.
It had about 6 inches of mud, and everything was completely and totally destroyed.
Hers was one of the few places with flood insurance, so she's working to get reimbursements for the lost art. In the meantime, she's helping other artists with a fundraiser. They've published decks of cards and coffee table books to honor 50 pieces of art lost in the flood. And it's selling well. The outpouring of support has reminded Gerard how much people value the presence of local artists.
As tragic as it is, I think it showed everyone just how important visual art is to the city.
The city has provided a refuge for artists to sell their work at various art markets. In fact, there's an arts festival this weekend. Jeffrey Burrows is a jewelry designer who helped plan it. He wants the festival to bring hope and much-needed income.
There's an unimaginable amount of loss, and I hope that our local community will continue to show up for us, because if we don't have tourists and we don't have the locals, we will lose the beating heart of our city.
The future of Asheville's celebrated River Arts District is still unclear. Restorations will be costly. But its artists say they will continue to do what they do best. Pick up the pieces and make something beautiful. For NPR News, I'm Laura Hackett in Asheville, North Carolina.